So we're live at EXT. I'm here with the Small Glories. It's Kara and JD. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you so much for taking time out of your schedule to stop by and say hi. How did you guys meet to start the Small Glories?
We met in Winnipeg, where we're from, Winnipeg, Manitoba. We first started singing together. There's a theater in Winnipeg called the West End Cultural Center. It's an iconic theater. They were having their 25th anniversary. The artistic director invited a bunch of artists from Manitoba to come together and sing songs and celebrate. He paired a bunch of us off. He paired Kara and I off, and thinking that it would be a good pair. I think we agree.
But we agreed.
He asked us to sing two songs by artists from Manitoba, or songs that were written by Manitoban artists. So we ended up doing a Neil Young tune. He spent some time there. And this other great tune by Greg McPherson, a great local artist from where we live. A year had gone by after that concert. Kara had another concert at the theater. She asked me to come and be a part of her band. When we were rehearsing, I said, hey, you should take me on the road. And she did. And like by the end of that tour, we decided to become the Small Glories. And then that summer we had a record, and now here we are.
It was cool. You know, the Winnipeg show, JD and I had known each other through the scene, but we had never heard the other person sing, which was kind of an interesting experience, because when we started rehearsing, I was like, holy crap, our voices sound spectacular together. And we kind of think Jason, the artistic director, maybe thought it would work, but most people would never have put us together. They never thought that we would actually.
Was it? Were you guys playing different kinds of music or something? Why would people not do that?
Yeah, I mean, we were doing solo or with our other projects. It never seemed to cross paths. We never really shared the stage. We didn't play on the same stages at workshop or at festivals or anything like that. Yeah. So
slightly different worlds.
Parallel, but just different. I mean, we know a lot of the same people, and we've played a lot of the same places. Just never together.
Never together. Yeah. So this was a very, very pleasant surprise.
And then how'd you come up with the name The Small Glories?
Well, we had, on that tour that JD and I were on together, we had a list going of various band names. And it was like, if anybody suggested a name, it went on the list. So there were some really hilarious, ridiculous, stupid names on the list. And we just started randomly throwing them out. And so while we were recording Wondrous Traveler with our producer, he's like, you guys really need a name. We're like, yeah, we know. And, you know, we'd been bouncing around these. Some of them were silly. Some of them were interesting. And he said, okay, I've got a name in my back pocket. And you've got 5 seconds to decide whether you want it or not. And he said, The Small Glories. And we all looked at each other. And we went, yeah, that's it.
The album is called Wondrous Traveler. It is The Small Glories here in the studio with me. We're live at EXT. And what would you like to say about the song, Had I Paid?
Well, this is a song that we brought to the group. It was fun. It had a different arrangement until our producer, Neil, got a hold of it. And he kind of tore it all to pieces and then put it back together again and made it into what you're about to hear now. But it's one of our favorite songs. Mm-hmm. And we love really singing it. And I hope you enjoy it.
I rolled out in my 20s, moving on through my 30s. I got 40s ahead of me on down the road. Gotta get there tonight, some say. Gotta use up all your daylight before it goes out for good. Yeah, well, I hope when I'm an older man, I ain't dreaming the same story about holding this here guitar without any strings. I'm freezing up in my hotel, feeling the love to the ones I belong to. I ain't treating you right. Oh, and all my life I've been afraid. And maybe I'd be better off had I paid. Yeah, with this fighting going on in my head, tossing. Turning me late in bed, rest is what I really long for. She stands up in my way, the passion card hits in my face, and I go down again for the count. Hey. Yeah, but I know I've seen the scene before, and the character longs for more punishment, abuse, attack of the heart. I'm gonna get back up on the stage again, I'm gonna be the one you wanna hear again. That's tonight. Been afraid, and maybe I'd be better off had I paid. crazy rope and wind. It was me who put that hole in your sky. But I believe that there is an end for me. Love's open arms of sanctity. Well, one day I'll be back.
Hi, I'm J.D. Edwards.
And I'm Kara Left, and we're the Small Glories.
And you've left regular radio behind.
You're listening to Exit 97.7 WEXT.
Live at EXT with the Small Glories. That's No Friend of Mine. Got Kara and JD here, and their album is called Wondrous Traveler. Thanks, guys, for playing these songs for us today.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
How do the songs get written? Do you come to each other with sort of ideas, or do you both start writing together?
We do both. We've been songwriters for a long time individually. We're starting to do more collaboration. I think there have been a few songs where I've started and JD's helped finish off, and then there have been a couple songs where we've started from scratch together. We're open to anything. You know, if I bring a song to the group, I don't really feel precious about the fact that, well, I wrote this song. It takes on kind of its own identity within the group. We think of all of our songs as Small Glory songs. So
I think songs also, they've been evolving too. I mean, you know, you play songs for over the years, you know, the song tends to shift and move a little bit as it ages.
Like a good cheese. Like a good cheese.
You guys keep mentioning group. I assume the Small Glories was the duo. Is there actually a group behind it as well?
Yeah. We've played with other artists, but 99% of the time, it's just the two of us.
Okay. You guys had help from your fans making this record, right?
Mm-hmm, we did. We call them our indie music angels. Well, I've been doing crowdfunding since 1997, before it was even called crowdfunding. We've been very lucky and privileged to have people all over the world really hop on board. We had a friend come out with us on our West Coast tour. He donated a week of his time to come be our driver. Oh. And it was actually...
It was awesome.
Oh, it was awesome. Because just the driving alone is physically exhausting and mentally exhausting. Yeah. And to just have this beautiful person come with us who's really positive and is actually a good driver and really just wants to... He said, I want to know what it's like for you guys to be out there and to get up at 5 a.m. and drive to an early morning radio show and then go to another radio show and then go to a gig and then go to bed at midnight and over. So I think that really impacted his perspective on what it's like to be out on the road on a regular basis. And we're like, we want to hire you. We want to bring you with us everywhere. There are so many ways that people can support each other, right? And I think we want to give back to communities too, and we do in the ways that we can, the ways that we know how. And I think our dream, of course, is that when we get to a point where we are financially stable and the career is paying for itself, that we can give back to artists who are also starting out and contribute our time and finances and stuff like that. The whole pay it forward thing is rather important, I think.
And when you're working with your fans to build this, they sort of feel like they're a little bit more part of what you're doing, right?
Yeah, they have a personal... You know, people are incredibly generous patrons of sorts, and some people do stuff like taking us for meals or hosting us in their homes and helping us cut expenses that way. So we have angels everywhere.
Hey, guys, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Let's remind folks again the website. It's thesmallglories.com, and their album is Wondrous Traveler. Check these guys out. You guys want to do a cover to finish up?
Yeah, we do. This is a Woody Guthrie tune called Way Over Yonder in the Minor Key.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah. Pretty mama, well, that matter.
she laid it on to him and me.
Yeah, she's done worse more than half a beat. And there ain't nobody who can sing it like me. There ain't nobody who can sing like me.
I'm J.D. Edwards.
And I'm Kara Luft, and we're the Small Glories.
This is 97.7 EXT.
Support the music at exit977.org.